U.S. authorities have arrested an American citizen on charges he was planning to build and set off a radiation bomb. Jose Padilla, who also calls himself Abdullah al-Muhajir, was stopped last month in Chicago after traveling to Afghanistan and Pakistan, where he allegedly met al-Qaeda leaders. He has since been transferred to military custody at a South Carolina naval base after President Bush declared him an enemy combatant to be held under the rules of war. Padilla was born in Brooklyn, raised in Chicago, and allegedly became involved with the al-Qaeda network after converting to Islam in prison. The Bush administration's decision to hold him as a combatant means Padilla may be denied his constitutional rights as a U.S. citizen. Legal experts say that matter is bound to end up in the courts. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
31-year-old Jose Padilla, a.k.a. Abdullah al-Muhajir, may be a native-born American citizen. But Attorney General John Ashcroft described him yesterday as a known terrorist, a man who poses such a serious threat that the safety of all Americans requires him to be held as an enemy combatant.
We have acted with legal authority both under the laws of war and clear Supreme Court precedent, which establish that the military may detain a United States citizen who has joined the enemy and has entered our country to carry out hostile acts.
The question is, what exactly will the U.S. military do with Mr. Padilla now that he's detained as an enemy combatant? As procedures stand, he cannot be tried before a military tribunal because the presidential order establishing tribunals in terrorism cases specified they were only for non-U.S. citizens. The tribunals could be modified to cover U.S. citizens, but a Pentagon official says there are no plans for such a move. The military is likely to focus instead on getting information from Padilla. U.S. officials insist the laws of war allow enemy combatants to be held for the duration of a conflict without charges being brought against them. And during the interim, says a Pentagon official, the military can claim a right to interrogate the captive combatants without a lawyer present. This is what the U.S. military is doing with another American citizen, Yasser Hamdi, being held as an enemy combatant in a brig in Norfolk, Virginia. A federal public defender is arguing that Hamdi is entitled to legal representation, but the U.S. military has not yet agreed. Ruth Wedgwood is a Yale University expert in the law of war.
The military response is going to be, look, we're in the middle of interrogating him, which is something that we have a right to do under the Geneva Conventions, and having a lawyer counsel him who's going to tell him, don't you say another word, is going to interfere with the ability to get useful intelligence that could prevent another catastrophic terrorist act.
In fact, the U.S. government attorney in the Hamdi case made that very argument in explaining why Hamdi should not get access to an attorney. The district judge who initially heard the case was not convinced and ordered the U.S. military to allow Hamdi access to a lawyer. The case is now on appeal. Eugene Fidel, president of the National Institute of Military Justice, says the Jose Padilla situation is shaping up to be a carbon copy of the Hamdi case.
My hunch is that Mr. Padilla was brought to South Carolina rather than Norfolk in order to see if a different district judge might see things differently from the way the district judge in Norfolk saw them in Mr. Hamdi's case.
If Jose Padilla, in fact, was exploring a plan to build and explode a dirty radiological bomb, possibly here in Washington, D.C., he may not get much sympathy from the American public. But if the case against him is never heard, if the U.S. government continues to argue that Padilla can be held indefinitely, even as an American citizen, without access to a lawyer, his case is bound to provoke a fierce controversy among civil libertarians. Leon Friedman, a constitutional law professor at Hofstra University, says even conservative judges are likely to balk at the government's argument that normal constitutional rules don't apply because you're at war.
I mean, you can say that all you want at a press conference, but when they test it out in front of the courts, the federal judges who are sworn to uphold the Constitution and who have lifetime tenure say, wait a minute, our job is to uphold the Constitution, and they're doing that.
Given the issues involved, analysts say the question of who can be considered an enemy combatant in this war on terrorism will likely be resolved only by the U.S. Supreme Court. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.